Okay, so this describes well this description of that. I feel Terrence Hopkins' influence there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was a collaborative effort, but he tends to have that kind of back and forth tension between this happens and that happens. There's a jazz to it, you know? As this happens, that happens. I like that. So while it describes well the nature of the exponential rate of destruction of society that Polanyi spoke of, nonetheless, without intention, I know, it provides power that academic shield we spoke of in our show of November 30th, i.e., power has been disappeared in such language as this. Quote, the world market was progressively reconstituted, you know, that passive actor. The problems with this are one, it underwrites notions of natural economic forces that are supposed to then drive progress, leaving conscious global state statesman action out of it. And as we see with the climate summit, that problem's only gotten worse, or at least its representation on the airwaves. And then it unconsciously reinforces the unstated and propagandistic deification of science as the guarantor of order and the defender of the rule of reason, which, as Popper explained to us last week, disappears contrary positions and sanctifies itself. And then, three, in disappearing power, in presenting an inaccurate description of how it triumphed, its clandestine organization, so of course, how could they describe it? Because it's clandestine. In presenting an inaccurate picture of how power triumphed, its tactics, it disarms effective resistance, as all difficulties are but easy when they are known. But we have to know them. We have to know them.